sleeping through the evening, singing dreams inside my head. I'm heading out, I've got some ends who say they care and they just might. I run away with you if things don't go as planned. Planning big could be a gamble, I've already rolled the dice. I spit and stutter, stuff and clutter, worries in my worried corner. Maladjusted, just untrusted, rusted, sometimes brilliant, busted thoughts. Think I'll stay for a while, I'm intrigued and I'm red as a newborn, white as a corpse. Promise that you try.
Welcome back in the Press Row here in the Home Rate Mortgage Studios at ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Pascal, Jay Grease, and Wells Guthrie producing the show. Hoping everybody out there is having a terrific Thursday. This 5 o'clock hour brought to you by Chattanooga Trailer and Rental. Free annual vehicle inspections right up through New Year's Eve. They also have $100 to $500 discounts on all new trailers. 899-1744, Chattanooga Trailer and Rental, located at 7445 Lee Highway. Well, it is a pleasure to welcome back in the College Football Hall of Famer, Jim Donnan. We have him on each fall, and it's a lot of fun. And our weekly segment's brought to you by Kia of Chattanooga. Coach, did you have a good Christmas?
Sure did. I'm glad to be back on with you guys, and had a very good one here. Had a lot of family in, and I was hoping you guys would lead off with Mariah Carey, "All I Want for Christmas Is You." I was hoping I was going to get that, but I didn't get it.
Yeah, that could be arranged. All right, first off, you are someone that at Georgia, in your last 4 years, you went 35-13. Included in that was a 4-0 record in bowl games. What would you say, what was your success? What do you attribute that success to? Especially what I'm getting at is from the Georgia Tech game, you got the long layoff, then you get to the bowl game. What's kind of the key to coming out sharp and being successful?
You know, I was fortunate as an assistant coach to go to a lot of bowls and work under some different coaches that had different approaches to it. And the approach we had at Oklahoma was, you know, from a standpoint of getting ready, a lot of different ways teams do it. But I remember Bo Schembechler came because they had lost so many bowl games, and he asked Barry to go up there and check them out about their what they were doing. And he said, "Hey, the problem is you guys are beating the heck out of each other here in practice. You need to be fresh and get ready to go. You're not going to coach them up that much more in 3 weeks." So all we try to do is just be fresh and hope we had a good time at the game and understand that the mental part was probably better than the physical part. So we didn't do a lot of contact, but we were ready to go. And we kind of had the same approach in the 1AA playoffs, too, when we're playing a game every week there for 3 or 4 weeks in a row that were playoff games.
All right, you coached at Oklahoma. Obviously, you coached at Georgia. What a unbelievable matchup that is in the Rose Bowl. A lot of people, and I know Kirby's even spoken against this, we can't make this Baker Mayfield against Roquan Smith, but how do you see that matchup that everybody's salivating over, that Oklahoma offense against Georgia's defense?
Well, it certainly does present an interesting matchup because you got the Heisman Trophy winner against the Buckus Award winner, and certainly the architects of any offense or defense are your middle linebacker and your quarterback. So I think the big thing for Roquan is he's been really good against teams that run the ball, and he's been really good against teams that throw the ball. But against a team like Oklahoma that does equally well on either phase of it, he's going to be put in kind of a quandary there, and I don't think he's going to be able to play quite as recklessly. He's going to have to help the defense out a little bit more in coverage because they do so much underneath stuff to their tight end, Andrews, who is a tremendous threat down the middle. So I would say that Georgia's not going to be able to stop them cold. They're averaging over 30 points a game, and it's just a case of making them make a few mistakes and, you know, hopefully get some turnovers and a few penalties. I think the way the game's going to be called is going to be really important. We're going to have ACC officials there, and are they going to call holding with the offensive line? Are they going to call holding with the defensive backs? you know, how stringent are they going to call it? So, but it is a big matchup for those two guys. And Baker Mayfield just had an unbelievable career at quarterback, and he's had just a big year this year with a lot of pressure on him trying to win the Heisman Trophy. So it's going to be a heck of a matchup. But the best thing Georgia can do, as anybody can realize, is keep them off the field with their offense and you know, maintain ball possession and get Oklahoma behind. They haven't been behind much this year. I don't even know. You probably know how much, but got to get ahead of them. They get off to quick starts, and we're not really a team that's been behind either. So I think it's just a case of big matchup and two outstanding teams and really two young coaches and getting their first chance at going for a championship.
You did a great job of breaking down the Oklahoma O against the Georgia D. How do you see the flip side, the matchup that nobody's really talking about? You know, Fromm has another big stage. You've got the experienced running backs. You know, you don't hear a lot of people talk about the Oklahoma defense.
Yeah, and that's probably because they play in a league where you outscore people. You know, they've won games by 52-48 against Oklahoma State or whatever it was, and so a lot of times your defense doesn't get enough credit, but their defense has really done pretty well in the second half of games after they get a feel for teams. They've been a pretty good second half defense. I think for Georgia, though, breaking it down is you know, avoid the lost yardage plays. Oklahoma thrives on that with 31. I can't pronounce his name, Okawandro or something like that, coming off the edge. And they do a good job of, you know, trying to get teams behind the sticks, and then they can play. We really pin their ears back, but that's going to be hard to do against Georgia. I think the other thing, Georgia's wide receivers are very much underrated. Wims and Godwin and these guys have made a lot of big plays, and I think if OU decides that they want to press coverage these guys and then bring these safeties down in the box to give an extra guy to stop the run, I think we're going to see some really good fade routes to these guys because they're very adept at doing it and Fromm can throw it. The other thing would be, you know, just avoiding the negative plays. I mean, we just don't need any lost yardage plays and get any penalties early for being, you know, you've seen a lot of these games so far where teams are nervous or they're making mistakes. I saw a guy for Southern Miss yesterday, offside 3 out of 5 plays in the first drive against Florida State. Now, I would have probably had to put him on the bench for a little while because he was peeing down his pants for sure. So it was pretty obvious that guy was a little bit nervous. But you got to be ready for that. It's a big, big game, and we'll see what happens.
You're listening to Jim Donnan, the College Football Hall of Famer here on Press Row. Of course, the other big one, Jim, is down in New Orleans. It's an interesting one. We don't have to get too much into predictions and point spreads and stuff like that, but it's interesting that Alabama is favored by a field goal in this game because if you look at the way these two teams ended the regular season, I thought Clemson was playing as well as anybody. Now, they did have the luxury of getting to play the ACC title game in Charlotte against Miami, which was kind of like a home game for them. But, and I'm not just talking about Alabama and the Iron Bowl. If you go back to their game against Mississippi State, against LSU, I mean, in those three games, LSU, Miss State, and Auburn were 26 of 52 on third downs against that defense, 50%. And that's just not a stat that you see with Alabama. It just did not seem like Alabama was a dominant team in November. So it surprises me that Alabama's favored in this game.
Well, you're going to see a situation, though. They're going to get some of those defensive players back that played on the inside for them, and that'll help them a lot. And then you add to the fact that they're going to be kind of have a burr in their saddle losing to Auburn like that, and everybody's saying, hey, they shouldn't be in the game and all that. And they're going to be a well-prepared team, and both teams know each other extremely well because let's just say you're a junior for Clemson or for Alabama. You've seen about 36 tapes on these teams in the last 3 years. You've seen every game they played for 3 years, so you have a good insight in what they're doing. So, but I would say that Alabama, and you're exactly right, hasn't been as dominant defensively as they were the previous 2 years. And I would think the other thing that we got to see from Alabama, they've got to reestablish the fact that take the ball out of Hurts' hands and not make him try to do everything. Let these backs help him a little bit and run the ball a little better because you can run right at Clemson because they run so fast and all, but I think they can do a pretty good job of attacking Clemson's defensive front, although it's outstanding, that's for sure.
You're listening to Jim Don and the College Football Hall of Famer here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Coach, thank you as always for the time. In addition to going 4-0 in bowls, you were 15-4 in what used to be known as the 1AA playoffs. Were you a big, in the postseason and like this, were you a big pregame speech guy?
Not really. I think you set the tone early in the week as far as telling your team what needs to be done on both sides of the ball. Because a lot of times, you know, your offense doesn't really know how good the other team's offense is and vice versa, your defense. So you kind of challenge them and say, for us to win, we're going to have to do this on all these different types of things. But I think all that rah-rah stuff goes out the door here once you get to a game like this. And, you know, there's so much at stake, and you just want to challenge your players to understand that this is a lifetime experience, a chance to something you'll remember the rest of your life, pro or con, the fact that you were able to have a chance to play for the national championship. And the one thing that is very salient to me in the games that I played in as a player and as a coach, the best team didn't always win. I mean, we won a couple championships that, you know, I thought we were the better team, and then we lost a couple. I thought we were the better team. And, you know, sometimes you just some breaks go against you and things don't work out. So anything can happen. This is a crapshoot, both these games. Anything can happen. These teams are very, very evenly matched, all four of them.
What kind of food is going to be around the Jim Donnan household come Monday when it's wall-to-wall college football? What kind of snacks y'all got?
Well, we don't do that till the day of the game because, you know, if we start stocking up right away, we won't be any there for Monday. So there'll be plenty of groceries around, and there'll be certainly there'll be some Oklahoma fans here, that's for sure, because you know, some of our family has tremendous ties there, and there'll be some Georgia people too. So I'm pretty neutral right now because just got to be a neutral guy.
Now, are you going to get like a sweatshirt that has like half the OU and half the G, or are you going to do something very Donnan-esque in that regard?
No, I'm not going to do anything like that. I'm just going to enjoy watching it, and you know, I'm certainly proud of what Kirby's been able to establish here in the short term, and also what Lincoln has done out there. He's just done a terrific job of taking over a team in the middle of summer and putting his stamp on it. He's just been very cool and you know, has really done a good job with the press. I mean, the guy is articulate. He does a really good job with his team, and he handles the discipline good. I like the way he handled Mayfield after that one situation at KU. He's just, you know, experienced way beyond his years to be that young and be in the national championship picture. And he's certainly got a good staff helping him too. But Oklahoma, when you look at it, they've only lost one game in their last 25 games. That's pretty dominant.
You're listening to Jim Donnan, the College Football Hall of Famer, here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. Coach, I want to put you in Gus Malzahn's shoes. You had that unbelievable run in November. You knock off Georgia. You knock off Alabama. You get to number 2 in the college football playoff rankings going into the SEC title game. You start off quick, and then all of a sudden it landslides against you. And then your opponent is a Group 5 team, Central Florida. So you don't have maybe that motivation of it being an Ohio State that you still get to play. How do you motivate, if you're Gus Malzahn, how do you motivate your guys for New Year's Day in Atlanta?
Well, the first thing you do is you put a couple $100 bills in every one of them's stocking because you just made $7 million. But other than that, I think he won't do that. But, you know, I do feel like that he certainly got had a heck of a year, and you hated the fact for them that Kerryon Johnson wasn't healthy for that last game because he's such a big part of their offense. But I just think UCF has had a phenomenal year. What a turnaround. But they haven't seen a defensive front in the conference that they play in that even comes close. Maybe the only player they played against was – you know, the really good player, the guy from Houston. But I don't even know if he played again. Did they play UCF this year? You know, you never know who plays who, but I know Houston beat USF. I don't think they played Central Florida, but But, you know, they're not used to seeing a defense like Auburn. So I think Auburn will slow them down some. And then Auburn's offense is really, you know, it's kind of hit the wall a little bit against Georgia there and got behind the eight ball. But I look for Auburn to go out there and just come as close to being Roll Tide work from a standpoint. I just think they'll get after these guys extremely well.
Well, that was my last question. Do you have a condo pick for the for New Year's Day?
Well, you know, certainly I like today. I like Oklahoma State in that game against Virginia Tech, and then name me a couple games.
Just, all right, what about LSU Notre Dame?
I like Notre Dame. They got too much chaos down there with a capital K. they got way too much down there with Canada situation. Then I just can't remember these games.
All right, what about the Outback? That's it. You got South Carolina and Michigan fighting in a bowling alley last night. Do you like between the Gamecocks and Wolverines?
They were looking for a few spares over there, that's for sure. I really don't have a feel for that game. I think Michigan's always been a really good bowl team. So South Carolina, you know, is going to have a new offensive coordinator. We'll have to see what happens on that. But we got the Cotton Bowl. Ohio State's going to be a great game with USC. So I don't really have a big pick on that one either. But I do know this, that I wanted to say something to the fans up there. I think you got a good coach in Jeremy Pruitt. He did a lot of good things here, and he'll recruit like crazy, and you got to get behind him. He'll do a good job.
Great. Well, listen, Coach, thanks as always. Have a happy new year with you and your family, and we'll talk to you sooner than later, and we always thank you for joining us up here on Press Row.
All right. Glad to be with you. Thanks.
All righty. The College Football Hall of Famer, Jim Donnan, joining us here on Press Row. 648-1051 is the number. Back with more. You're listening to Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.